Homer Representative Paul Seaton is one of many signature gatherers around the state supporting the initiative. He explains how the new tax regime would work if it's passed by voters.
What this is doing is changing the formula. It's not wiping out everything and starting anew. It's changing the minimum tax that is now collected, which is the lowest percentage in the history of the state, is what we're getting now. And this would change that from a 4% a gross tax to a 10% gross tax.
The initiative also has built-in step increases for oil prices above $50 a barrel. Homer resident John Reed speaking with Borough Assemblyman Willie Dunn.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you,
Sean.
Appreciate you coming in.
Yes. Hopefully we can do some good on this.
Yes.
I hope so. Yeah. Thanks.
All right.
Reed told KBBI that everyone needs to pay their fair share, including the oil companies.
I think it's a good idea because the oil companies are getting a real cushy deal here, and the taxpayers are footing the bill, and we need to, I'm willing to pay my fair share of taxes, but I don't see that the oil companies are doing their fair share.
Under the current oil and gas tax scheme instituted in mid-2014 under Governor Sean Parnell, 5,000 jobs have been lost on the North Slope alone, according to Seaton, though he admits revenues from there have been up slightly, mostly on the strength of recovering oil prices. The Fair Share Act is limited in its scope, which organizers hope will get it past voters worried of scaring off new oil and gas exploration. Nevertheless, while just focusing on the three largest North Slope oil fields, Seaton says the act would increase state revenue by $1 billion.
And so that $1 billion would go a long ways towards solving our deficits where we are right now. Now, one thing that people should understand is, although some of the things that are happening with that deficit are reduced dividends and cuts to vital services, we, through the initiative process, can't say where we're going to spend that money. That's reserved to the legislature. So we can get new revenues coming by the Constitution. Everything goes into the general fund, and then but the legislature has to make the appropriations.
That means it'll be up to the legislature to designate funds for the permanent fund dividend. As usual, nothing in the initiative changes that. Halibut Cove elder statesman Clem Killian was in the state Senate when the permanent fund was established in 1976. He's currently the chair of the group Permanent Fund Defenders.
How anybody can take $1,000 away from some widow in Amana and not charge the guy that comes up to fish or work on the North Slope is beyond me. Any tax is better than raiding the permanent fund. It's the most regressive way.
Killian says the legislature is filled with people who, quote, do not intend to retire in Alaska, and so don't vote for the state's long-term interests. He says it's a broken trust between the legislators and residents. The Alaska Fair Share Initiative, if approved by voters, would also change the way oil companies write off exploration and operating losses, prohibiting them from using losses elsewhere to reduce the tax owed to the state, as they do now. For KBBI, I'm Jay Barrett.